This is KERA News. I'm Christopher Connolly. State Representative Charlie Guerin is in the middle of one of the toughest primary fights in Texas. Entrepreneur Beau French is challenging the 15-year House veteran in a district that stretches from Fort Worth to the northwest corner of Tarrant County. It's a battle over the future direction of the State House. French is a political newcomer. He's been aggressively campaigning, and as he greeted voters at a Fort Worth polling station, he saw some familiar faces.
How are you? Nice to see you.
Here you are, working again.
I am. Like, you guys know who to vote for, right?
You bet.
Okay. Who are you voting for?
You.
Okay, glad to hear that.
French is an investor and a former business partner of slain American sniper Chris Kyle. He hopes to ride the anti-establishment mood sweeping the country all the way into office in Austin.
On all fronts, people are frustrated with government and frustrated with the politicians who seemingly just keep doing the same thing over and over.
French says he wants to see more focus on conservative issues in Austin, from reducing the size and scope of government to rooting out illegal immigration.
Everything we care about as conservatives is under assault, from our religious values, our family values, the intrusiveness of government in our daily lives. And people see that and people feel it.
Charlie Guerin says in Washington, sure, but Austin, he says, is working. At Railhead Smokehouse, the barbecue joint he's run for 30 years, Guerin says people angry at the direction of the House should just listen to Governor Greg Abbott. He called the last legislative session the most conservative ever.
We're getting things done. Texas is the best economy of any state in the country. We're the 13th largest economy in the world. We're the largest exporter in the United States. Business is good here. I'm proud of bringing business to Texas and to Fort Worth.
One business Guerin's proud of bringing, Facebook. He authored a bill that gives incentives to companies to build big data farms. That deal faced criticism from those who oppose using tax breaks to lure companies, but Guerin says it's good for Fort Worth.
Somebody works at Facebook's liable to come to my restaurant and buy a sandwich. They're going to buy furniture from somebody. They're going to buy a house from somebody. That's conservative and good business practice. Would I like for people not to get any tax breaks? Sure. But that's not the way the business world is today. If we don't do it, if we don't match or beat, then they're going to be in Oklahoma or in Louisiana or Tennessee.
TCU political scientist Jim Riddlesberger says it's precisely this pragmatism that's put a target on Guerin's back.
It isn't a stretch to call him a conservative. In fact, his record is conservative overall. It's his frame of reference that is different from the other conservatives. Charlie Guerin says, look, if we're going to govern a state, we've got to govern by bringing people together.
As the Republicans have consolidated control in state government, Riddlesberger says they felt pressure from Tea Party activists. He explains those activists want to take out Guerin as one of the architects of the coalition of House Democrats and Republicans that put Speaker Joe Strauss in power.
Among the conservatives in the Republican Party, they say what has happened is that that kind of moderate leadership has led to Republicans not getting the primary policy accomplishments that they want done.
The race has drawn big money from across the state. Guerin expects to spend more than $1 million fighting off the challenge. In less than 2 weeks, voters in the 99th district will decide whether they want to keep an experienced dealmaker or replace him with a fresh face promising a more conservative agenda. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.